Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Colleen.
Hello?
Hi, Colleen.
Hello?
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Great. Great. Well, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you for setting all of this up.
Sure, not a problem. So my name's Joe, and I'm the communications manager here at NRC. So I just wanted to say thanks, and we'll go over a little bit of, we'll chit-chat for a little bit, go over some housekeeping stuff, and then we can do the official recording. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, great. So now in the story, I just wanted to double-check. It's all referred to as the organization, so you're just reading it on behalf of the organization?
Yes, so we wrote it collaboratively as a team, okay. What I'm going to send to you today is, if it's okay, is the names and the titles of everybody that helped to write it.
Okay, I think what we'll that'd be great, and you can just email that to me.
Perfect.
And what we'll do is we can include that in the description portion. I was hoping you were okay, because we actually already recorded the intro and outro part that where this will be sandwiched with our host, and we did not. We only referenced Fairfax County. We didn't reference you as a, and I wanted to double check with that with you before we to make sure. So that'll be good, and we'll keep it with the theme, the way the story was. But then in the description,
perfect,
when we post and stuff, we'll include everybody. So cool.
Yeah, that's great, and I apologize. We were kind of trying to get everything done and everything together on our end, and so that took me a little longer to pull together.
That's fine.
Plan
no
on.
Need to apologize. That's no need to apologize. So, so we have this scheduled to run in our third episode of the series, which will run on October 18th.
Okay.
It is yours. There's actually going to be two stories, yours and then another woman's story, which will be part of the entire podcast. So we'll feature both of you. And like I said, we have our host, Yvonne, who will intro the podcast and each story, and then there's an outro, and we'll take this recording and her recording and all the other stuff, and we edit them all together and add music and sound effects and all kinds of stuff and try to make it sound super professional and awesome. And I think that Justine on our staff here does just that. She does a fantastic job at making them sound really cool. So, and that's how that works. As far as today, what we'll do is I'll just ask you to say your name, even though we're not going to use it as part of the recording, but just so that we have it, and that way when we try to keep all our audio files labeled and stuff well, but for some reason if something gets mixed up, it's just easier. And then the full name of the organization, and then you can just go right in into reading your story. And then as far as reading the story, a couple of things is if you're sitting in front of a computer, you want to turn the sound off on your computer so we don't get those incoming email chimes while you're reading.
Okay.
If you have a cell phone there, you want to turn that sound off as well, too, so we don't get all the text message chimes. So, and I always say this, and then I quickly look at all my things to make sure that I followed my own advice. So while you're reading too, remember this is a recording. It's not live. So if while you're reading there's a stumble or you don't like the way you said something or whatever, it's cool. It's not a problem. We have the magic of editing, and we can take those things and correct them and cut them out. It's just that when you do that, I'll ask you to pause for like a second or two. We need that dead air space in order to be able to cut if there's anything. So if you do, trip over a word or mispronounce something or whatever it is, and it happens to people all the time, and you just pause, and then you can either go back to the beginning of the sentence or the paragraph, however, you feel comfortable starting over again. And I have the script in front of me, and I'll just make notes if that happens. In the spots where that happens so that we can do the editing. And then, again, when you say your name, the full name of the organization, pause a couple seconds before you actually start your story so that we, again, have, space. And when you're finished with your story and you say the last word, again, pause for we'll pause for a couple seconds, leave a little bit of dead air time before we cheer and pat each other on the back, okay?
Great. Sorry, just super quickly, you had said that it will go on the 18th. Is there a time of day that they typically become available?
Yeah.
Because our office is trying to pull together a department-wide listening party.
Oh, that's cool. That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
we usually release them in the morning somewhere around 9 or so. In the morning is when we put out. Once we get the recording all finished, we will actually send you a link to it ahead of time.
Oh,
so that
great.
You can
that's awesome. Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, so that you can listen to it ahead of time, along with the social sharing media cards that we're going to create based on the info that we have from you, so that you can have all those ahead of time. We'll ask you, you can listen to it, but we'll ask that you don't share that out to your audience and public until the actual release date. But and then that way you can at least, get a head start on it, and if you want to create some of your own things. And actually with that, that's one of my next questions is we promote this pretty heavily through our social media channels, and we would like to tag the organization by all means on all of our posts, and as well as any individuals, whether that be you or other ones, or any individuals that you think it's appropriate for us to tag on that. And I would just need then – you know, if they have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram handles. And when you send me the email with all the names, you could just include any of those as well, too. Would that be okay?
Yeah, I will. I will get you the names today. Because I have them in the titles and all of that. I will need to loop in our public information officer about that to figure out, because since we're county government, to figure out where that kind of lives and who should get tagged. So I will loop. Her name is Kendra Lee, and she's involved and has been involved in this whole process. So I will check in with her, and I will CC her on the email, so that way if there's any questions, you can reach out to her directly, and I'm not playing kind of the middleman, and then I'll reach out to my colleagues to help to write, see if they're okay with, if they have professional pages or professional accounts, or if they want to be tagged as this individual.
Yeah, great. Whoever's, I mean, obviously the organizational, the county's website, or the county's Facebook page and Twitter handle, Twitter account, I'm sorry, which I'm assuming you have, I did not look it up yet, you know, we'll want to put those, we'll tag those, but I can wait for all that information, and just if there's any individuals that you think it's appropriate, I think what you, you know, the approach will be perfect. So do you have any other questions?
I think that's it for, that's it in terms of questions, and if anything comes up, and like I said, when I send that email to you today, I'll CC Kendra on it, and so that way if there's any questions around kind of the social media stuff with the county, she's going to be your go-to person, because any answer I am able to give is going to be about me harassing Kendra with about four emails
to get that answer.
And you can probably just resolve it with one with her directly, because she's awesome and has all of that information.
Okay, great. Well, then why don't we get started?
Great.
When you can just start reading your story. I will mute my phone so that I don't accidentally risk messing up your recording with, you know, tripping over something or dropping something. So I'll be quiet, and I'll come back when you're finished. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks. Colleen Armstrong, the Fairfax County Office for Women and Domestic and Sexual Violence Services. What were the sounds of your childhood? Were they playing with friends in the neighborhood? The ice cream truck coming down the block? Splashing in the pool? Or were they muffled yelling behind closed doors? Police sirens arriving at your house? Doors slamming shut? The one thing Fairfax County wants people to know about domestic violence is that it affects children more than we realize. But it's never too late to make a difference in a child's life, no matter what your job might be. We know that kids are far more aware of the violence that exists in their homes in all its forms, even when they are babies and can't understand language. They hear tone of voice, they feel the stress from their caregivers, and it affects their brain at the deepest levels. Even when older kids don't see the violence, they can share a victim's fear, uncertainty, and terror. The good news is that no matter what happened in the family, important people in a child's life can help them begin to heal. It can be a protective parent or a teacher, a daycare provider, a neighbor, or a coach. There's been lots of conversations lately about kids who experience hard things and how it shapes them. It might seem like everyone is talking about adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs, right now. And it's true that the importance of understanding trauma is getting a lot of attention these days. And for good reason. Until recently, we had no idea that ACEs are relatively common. More than half of Americans have experienced at least one ACE, which can have significant long-term consequences depending on the child's experience of the ACE and the support they receive after. But what happens when you have lots of ACEs? Is there a magic number of ACEs where long-term physical and mental health outcomes could significantly worsen for a child? The original authors of the ACE study recognize that when a child has four or more ACEs, their long-term physical health prognosis gets dramatically worse, including their risk for premature death. Further analysis of the original ACE data found that every other category of ACEs, from having a parent in jail to having a mental health disorder, was strongly associated with witnessing domestic violence as a child. As adults, children who lived in homes where DV occurred often or very often were significantly more likely than their peers who didn't see abuse in their homes to abuse alcohol, use illegal drugs, especially intravenous ones, and feel depressed. As a community, we believe that a rising tide lifts all boats, and by focusing on children who witness domestic violence in all of its forms, we can build a healthier future here in Fairfax. We're in a unique position because we wear two hats. We're direct service providers for families impacted by domestic violence, but we're also the Fairfax County government. Because we are a municipal government, we get to impact kids' lives in a variety of ways, from helping a third grader find their new favorite book at the library, to helping kids find their new best friend at summer camp, to supporting the adults who are having a harder time with their baby going to kindergarten than the kindergartner is, to helping a parent reentering the workforce find someone they can trust to help them with childcare. We know we're privileged to have an opportunity to make a difference for the most vulnerable in our community. With privilege comes responsibility for everyone in our community, including children who witnessed violence. Recovery and support for children who have been exposed to domestic violence can be a lifelong journey. Despite how resilient, responsible, or independent a child may seem, they need support too. There can be power and healing in just being able to speak to someone outside of the situation. The violence will impact kids differently at different stages in their lives, and getting help as soon as possible is the best way to break the cycle of violence. Across the country, our one thing is supporting children and families that are experiencing domestic violence. But we know we can't just do that in one way. Why not? In Fairfax, we speak 187 languages. Almost 40% of us speak a language other than English at home. We are lifelong residents, transplants from other parts of the country, and new immigrants. Over 25% of us are under the age of 20. Because of the unique makeup of our county, we need everyone's skills and talents to raise up our families and children. Our counselors see children and parents who experience domestic violence. But because we understand the way this trauma affects the whole family, we also work with children who never saw the violence, but who may have heard it, who feel the impact of a loss of income or by having to move, who feel and see the fear of their caregiver, who see bruises, or who know their family is different than other families. Many people don't know that the younger the child is when the violence occurs, the more impacted they are. Often, it's because older children can let you know how they're doing. But we can't forget that infants are in such a vulnerable place in their development that they feel everything. Counselors help a child process their experiences and develop tools for moving past the pain into a safer, more stable life. Safety for the entire family is our Domestic Violence Action Center's advocates' number one priority. The majority of our DVAC clients have children living in the home. New clients who may be afraid to seek advocacy services for themselves often still want help for their children. By supporting the children who have witnessed or been impacted by domestic violence, victim advocates have an opportunity to build trust and rapport with the parent. When our client speaks with a professional about safety options, the entire family benefits. Parents who have been abused can face significant parenting challenges on top of dealing with their own trauma. Figuring out what your family looks like after domestic violence and what the best life is for your children going forward might seem like a monumental task. Our victim advocates educate our clients and community about these dynamics while working to identify and communicate options for the safety of the family and the healing for children. We know that children love both their parents, and that means providing support for the entire family. The Anger and Domestic Abuse Prevention and Treatment Program, or the ADAPT program, addresses the impact of ACEs during our 18-session treatment program. We provide participants with education around the impact of ACEs, along with the opportunity to process their own personal experiences with childhood trauma. We give participants the skills in order to help them and their children heal and change the patterns and cycles in their households. During the ADAPT 18-session program, we teach our participants ways in which domestic violence impacts children, along with the emotional needs of children, and the ways in which those who have engaged in the violence can talk to the children about past violence in order to facilitate healing. We teach our participants positive discipline techniques, along with emotional regulation skills, to help them regulate their anger prior to disciplining their children or interacting with their partners. While no one person can do everything, we know everyone in Fairfax County can do one thing. Encourage a survivor to connect with a victim advocate in their community. Know the domestic violence resources in our community and carry our number with you in your phone. Understand that leaving an abusive relationship can create more danger for some people, and don't judge someone's choices. One thing people can do is to understand that the person in the domestic violence situation is doing their best and is the expert about their circumstances and the possible consequences if they try to leave the relationship. When children are involved, one thing people can do is offer to help. Watch the kids for a few hours. Grab some groceries for the person when you go to the store. Be there to listen. For some people, volunteering their time is the one thing they do to make an impact in our community. Volunteers' skills and talents play an important role in helping us to create a Fairfax where everyone can live free of violence. Right now, in our office, we have 89 active volunteers directly supporting our services on our hotline, with victims in the court and hospitals, educating our community, co-facilitating our psychoeducational groups, and assisting with data and client intake. Collectively, our volunteers contributed over 11,373 hours in fiscal year 2018 alone. We could not do the work we do without help from our volunteers. We have volunteers who assist monthly as hospital support and company advocates, hotline volunteers, and community ambassadors all at once. We even have volunteers that have been with us for over 10 years. It's incredible to see people coming together as a team to tackle the issues in our community. Their dedication raises awareness and inspires others to join us in service. The great thing about volunteering is that anyone can help make an impact by donating their time. We have a great group of volunteers that are a clear example that everyone can do one thing to end domestic violence. If you're still searching for your one thing, join us in impacting the lives of children who witness domestic violence. Be the one to reach out to a child in a difficult situation. Be the one to get a child to a counselor. Be the one to be educated about domestic violence.
Nicely done. Good job.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Hey, you did really well, and you didn't get yourself flustered either when you had to redo some things, which is where people, you know, sometimes they'll do that, and then it flusters and throws them off for the whole rest of the thing. So you did great. Good job.
Thank you very much.
So that's about it. There you go. It's wonderful. I think I didn't say this, or I said this, but probably not strong enough in the beginning. When we first went in, I just wanted to thank you and your colleagues at your organization so much for being part of this this project so much for submitting the story, for taking the time, because believe me, we do understand that, you know, that this is extra work, that this is above and beyond what you're doing every day when you're doing that, and that it's not always easy and it takes time. So we were really, really grateful to you and your colleagues for wanting to be part of this and then for taking the time and doing it. It's very humbling on our side for the people who do participate in these events and take the time to submit and share their stories and share their thoughts. And you know, we really appreciate it. And I know I think I said something quick in the beginning because we got into the mechanics of it, but I wanted to make sure that, you know, you heard that and that you'll pass it on to your coworkers.
Oh, I absolutely will. And we were so excited that when we got selected and to be able to talk about our work and share what's happening in the county with folks. And so there was a lot of energy around writing it, and even just the process of writing it was really fun and really exciting. And then folks were super pumped when they found out that we were selected. And, you know, our division director, our big boss, the moment she heard that, she was like, "We're having a party." And so any excuse.
Good.
So we're really excited about that.
You ought to, when we talk to Kendra, you ought to mention when you're doing the listening party, maybe you do a little bit of a Facebook Live or something, really create it out, and then we could join.
Oh, yeah, I'll mention that in the email to her and see what the process of that would be, and we could see if there's
something.
Yeah, I'll bring it up. All right, awesome.
All right. Well, we only have 2 minutes left on our on-air time, so we've fitted in, which is great. We'll take
this.
If I have any other needs, I'll wait for the emails from you. And if I have any other needs that's related to this recording or anything like that, I'll reach back out to you. But I don't think there's any reason why we wouldn't need to have to redo anything. So.
Well, if you need anything, you let me know.
Okay. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thank you.